Set a goal, peace. Set a goal, peace. I see all in my world balanced, harmonious, peaceful, joyous now. I see all in my world enjoying all that is good in life. I see all in my world living harmoniously, peaceful, wonderful, happy now. I see all in my world wonderful, truly peaceful. But it starts with me. First, as I see myself peaceful, as I see myself setting in my world of peace, then I am peace. But I cannot be peace unless I see myself setting in a world of peace. It's just that simple and just that wonderful, because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about for me and for my life. I set a goal of peace. And it's so easy. It's so easy to set a goal of peace and know that goal is eternally done now. Know that goal is fulfilled in every blessed way now. Know that goal is all that exists. Nothing else exists, nothing else is in the world except that goal of peace. I see all the world settled, all the world balanced, because I'm balanced within my heart and soul and being. I see all content, because I am content. When I am feeling content, when I am feeling wonderful, when I am feeling within myself that all is in divine order and all is just glorious indeed, then I am that way. That's who and what I am. That's how I am. That's all I am. That's all I can know. Now, how can I enjoy peace? How can I enjoy peace and how can I be peace? How can I live peace and know peace is all that is all for me? How can I enjoy that under every circumstance in my life? How can I enjoy that under every circumstance in my life? Well, when I see all is settled and balanced, I'm not trying to change anything. I'm not trying to make something different, make something unhappy, make something not fulfilled, make something not revealed. I am just letting go and letting the divine in me be that which it is. And I am settled and I am peaceful. I am settled and I am fulfilled. I am settled and I am wonderful. That's all that matters. That's all that matters in my world, is that I am settled. I do not look at the world and try to change it, try to improve it, try to do anything to it. I just look at it and love it and love it and love it. I look at the world and say, wow, it is glorious. I look at the sun and say, wow, it is beautiful. I look at the stars. I look at the sky. I look at everything. I look at the trees. I look at all of nature and say, all is in balance. All is in harmony. All is in divine order. All is wonderful. All is good. And it is. Whatever I name it and claim it, whatever I call it, that's what it is. I am seeing everything content because I am content. I see all doing its divine purpose. I see the trees growing in their divine way. I see the people acting toward one another in their divine way. I see all of life responding to the world in its divine way. And as I see all responding to its world in its divine way, then that's how the world is for me. The world is only a picture in my life of who and what I am. The world is only a picture in my world, in my experience, of who and what I am. It knows nothing else but who and what I am, because that is its purpose. The purpose of the world is to be its divine self. And its divine self is its exquisite original purity and integrity, its wonderful expression. Every tree I look at is fantastic. Every bird I see is fantastic. Every animal I see is fantastic. Every person I see is fantastic. Because I name them and claim them and call them that way. And I am at peace with each on earth. I am peaceful with everything in the world, starting with myself. And as I am peaceful with everything in the world, starting with myself, I feel so happy and fulfilled. I feel wonderful. I see every cell in my body as it is absolutely designed to be total peace. Every cell in my body does whatever it's supposed to be doing. Every cell in my body is revealing its original purity and integrity. Every cell in my body is fulfilling the design that I created it to fulfill. I have the perfect eyes, ears, nose. I have the perfect body in every cell in every way. Everything about me is ideal, is wonderful, is perfect, is fantastic. Everything. Everything is functioning peacefully with every other thing. Every cell knows its perfect work to do, and it does it now. Because I am at peace with myself, and so I am at peace with all the cells in my body. I am at peace with myself, and so I am peaceful with all the cells in my body. Every cell does what it was originally designed to do, what it was purposefully designed to do. And that's all that I know. That's all that I see. I praise the cells in my body. I praise the cells in my body, and I see them wonderfully functioning in every marvelous way. Every cell in my body knows its perfect job. It knows what it's designed to do. It knows why it was brought forth. It was brought forth in a perfect design. As the child develops, so each cell in my body reveals all that it is. The child unfolds its purpose. The child unfolds its magnificence. From cell to cell, from age to age, from perfection to perfection. And as the child reveals and fulfills it, it fulfills it in its perfect way. Now, why would the cells of my body not do what they were designed to do? Why would a child ever not do what it was designed to do? Someone was telling the child it was not doing what it was designed to do. Someone is telling the cells in your body and my body they are designed to do something they're not designed to do. But we are too smart for that. We know that as we put the cause in motion, as we say, every cell of my body is doing its divine purpose. Every cell of my body is fulfilling its divine right action right now. Every cell of my body is magnificent. And as I know that, and as I see that, and as I am that, every cell of my body is magnificent. Every cell of my body is doing its divine design. And as a child's body grows and every cell of its body fulfills its purpose, it's only revealing what its original purpose is. It's only revealing what its original design is. And its original design is not put off course by attitudes or by thoughts. The parents say, "What a beautiful baby." The body itself is so harmonious with itself that everything it does is perfect in divine design. Your body, my body, everybody on the face of the earth is revealing whatever we think it should be revealing. And we think it should be living peacefully and harmoniously with every other cell, doing its divine purpose. Doing its divine purpose. I see with ideal vision my world. And I see my world expressing ideally in every way, in every shape, in every form. It's perfect, perfect, perfect. It's wonderful. It's divine. It's magnificent. It's now. It's who we are. It's all that is. That's the truth. I see all that is now, all that ever will be. for that is my divine design. Set a goal. My goal is peace. My goal is revealing who I am. My goal is unfolding the divine pattern within me, and that divine pattern is a pattern of peace, a pattern of harmony, a pattern of love, a pattern of goodness. It only knows what I tell it, and I say, my body is good and very good. The world is at peace and balance and wonder. My body is at peace and balance and wonder. Everybody is at peace and balance and wonder. All is in its ideal purpose right now. How wonderful it is. I set my goal for peace, and I experience peace in every area of my life. You do too. I love you. I love you. I love you.